Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Shabbat Perek Chaf. In addition to the prohibition against doing melacha on Shabbat oneself, several psukim in the Torah speak of the requirement that one's animals and one's slaves abstain from melacha on Shabbat as well. These are the dinim of Shvitat Behemto and Shvitat Avdo, which are the topic of this perek. Halacha Aleph. Asur lehotzi masa al habeima b'shabbat, shnemar leman yanuach shorcha v'chamorecha, echad shor v'chamor, v'echad kol habeima v'chaya v'of. V'im hotzi al habeima, av al pishu mitzuve al shvitata, einoloke lefi shi'isuro ba miklal asei. Lefichach hamechamer achar behemto b'shabbat, v'haya aleha masoi patur. It is forbidden to have one's animal carry a burden on Shabbat. This is learned from the pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim of Leman Yanuach Shorcha V'Chamorecha. One purpose of Shabbat is in order for your animals, including the examples of your ox and donkey, but all other animals as well, to rest from labor. Since this is only a mitzvat asei, there is no punishment of malkot for one who has his animal carry a burden in violation of this mitzvah. Therefore, one who is mechamer, who leads and directs his animal while it is carrying a load, is exempt from malkot. Halacha bet, v'halo lav mefurash b'Torah, shnamar lo taseh chomalacha, ata uvincha v'itecha, avdecha v'amatcha uvhemtecha, shalo yacharosh ba, v'chayotzei b'charisha, v'nimtza lav shnintan lezarat mitat beitin, v'ein lokin alav. The Rambam now asks, but isn't there also a mitzvah lo taseh against having one's animal do work? From the pasuk in the Aseret HaDibrot of lo taseh kol melacha ata uvhemtecha, which clearly includes animals in the prohibition of melacha. The Rambam answers that this pasuk refers to one who plows with his animal, which is a genuine act of choresh, punishable by death, mitat beitin. How to understand this answer of the Rambam is a debate between the Ramban in his commentary to the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvot, where this topic comes up in the 14th introductory Shoresh, and the Magen Mishnah here on this halacha. As background, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat Daf Kuf Nun Gimel mentions that there is an Isser of Mechamer, learnt from the Pasuk in this halacha of Lo Taseh Kol Melacha Ata Uvhemtecha. This is not a melacha, for which one is chayiv skila or a korban chatat, but it is a mitzvah lo taseh. The Ramban himself understands that mechamer has nothing to do with shvitat behemto, and one may not be mechamer even with someone else's animal. Some uses of an animal are genuine melacha, for which one is chayiv skila, like using an animal to plow a field, which is the typical manner of plowing. But an act like mechamer represents a cooperative effort between human and animal to do a melacha, which is forbidden as a lo taseh, but doesn't have the status of melacha itself. All this has nothing to do with shvitat behemto, which is a mitzvat asei to see to it that one's own animal do no melacha in the field on Shabbat, with or without assistance from a person. Based on the first two halachot of this perek, the Ramban believes that the Rambam completely disagrees and understands mechamer to be just an example of shvitat behemto, meaning only a violation of an asei and not of a lo taseh, and entirely permitted with someone else's animal. The lo taseh of lo taseh chom melacha ata uvemtecha, according to the Rambam, refers only to genuine melachot like plowing with an animal, for which one is chayiv skila. But the Magen Mishnah points out that the Ramban's understanding of the Rambam doesn't work well with the last 10 words of Halacha Bet, which refer to this lo taseh as lav shenitan lazharat mitat beitin. This concept is a lo taseh which includes two prohibited actions, one of which is a capital offense, and one of which is not. The halacha is that one gets no malkot in this situation even for violating the prohibition which isn't a capital offense. So the Rambam clearly understands mechamer to be included in the lo taseh of lo taseh kol melacha ata uvhemtecha, but without malkot, because the same lo taseh refers to genuine melachot like plowing with an animal for which one is chayav skila. So the Magen Mishnah seems to be correct that the Rambam believes Mechamer to be a violation of a Lo Taseh. On the other hand, the Ramban seems correct in understanding that the Rambam limits the Isser of Mechamer to one's own animal, as an extension, one might say, of the general Isser Aseh of Shvitat Behemto. After all, the Rambam never mentions Mechamer except here in the context of Shvitat Behemto. On this point, both the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan accept the view of the Ramban, that Mechamer is forbidden even with someone else's animal, and therefore one may not put a load before Shabbat even on the animal of a non-Jew, and then lead it to carry that load on Shabbat itself. Halacha Gimel. Asur liYisrael lahashil o lahaskir beima gasa legoy, shelo yaseh ba melacha b'shabbat, v'arei umitzuveh al shvitat behemto. V'asru chachamim limkor beima gasa legoy, gzera shema yashil o yaskir, v'imachar konsin oto ad asara bedameha u'machzira, v'afilu shivura ein mochrin, u'mutar lo limkor al yidei sarsur, sha'sarsur eino mashil ve'eino maskir. Even when one lends or rents out his animal to someone else, the animal is considered to be in the possession of the owner, not the renter or borrower. And so the owner is responsible to ensure that the animal does no melacha on Shabbat. Hence, one may not lend or rent out to a non-Jew any large animal, bema gasa, like a cow or donkey, capable of doing melacha in the form of farm work. Chazal instituted a gezera forbidding selling a bema gasa to a non-Jew, lest one come to lend or rent out to him such an animal. This gezera applies even to an animal with a broken limb, who is incapable of serious farm work, as such an animal can still perform light work. If one violates the gezera and sells a bema gasa to a non-Jew, he is required to buy it back for up to 10 times the sale price. It is permitted to sell through a middleman, as only sales are performed in this manner, not lending or renting out, so this wasn't included in the gezera. In Halacha Hay, the Rambam writes that the custom developed in some places to include even behema daka, small animals like sheep which do no farm work, in this gezera against selling to a non-Jew. Halacha Dalet. Umutar limkor lehen sus, she'ein asus ela lirchivat adam, velo lemasoi, v'chay noseh et atzmo. Uchederech she'asur limkor legoi, kach asur limkor liyisrael ha'chashud limkor legoi. Umutar limkor lehen para lishchita, v'shochet ota lefanav, velo yimkor stam afilu shor shel petam, shema yashe oto v'yavod bo. One may sell a horse to a non-Jew, as a horse isn't used for any work but to carry the person riding it, and carrying a person isn't malacha, as we saw in Perek Yudchet, based on the principle of chai noseh et atzmo. Just as one may not sell a bema gasa to a non-Jew, he may not sell one to a Jew who we suspect will proceed to sell it to a non-Jew. The one exception to the gzera is if the non-Jew buys the animal in order to slaughter it. And even this is only permitted if the non-Jew slaughters the animal in front of the Jewish seller immediately after purchasing it. However, the Shulchan Aruch rules that this entire gezeira against selling even a beima gasa to a non-Jew no longer applies. The Rishonim provide several reasons for this. Some believe that lending and renting out animals has become far less common, and therefore the gezeira simply isn't necessary, while others believe that the gzera imposes a financial burden on the Jewish community, bearable at the time of Chazal, but no longer so, in restricting its permissible commercial interactions with non-Jews. Halacha Vav. Mi shehechshich baderech, velo haya imo nochri, sheiten lo kiso, vaita imo behema, maniach kiso aleha kishihi malechet, uchishet yirtze la'amod, notlo me'aleha, kidei shelo ta'amod v'hu aleha, al chelo tiesham lo akira velo hanacha, vasur lo lahaniga, vafilu bekol, kol zman shakis aleha, kidei shelo ye mechamer b'shabbat, ugzerat chachamim hi, shelo yaniach kiso al gabei beima, ela im ein imo nochri. If one is traveling with an animal and a bag of money when Shabbat begins, we saw in Perek Vav that he may give his money to a non-Jew to hold on to for the duration of Shabbat. But if there is no non-Jew with him, he may put the money bag on the animal in such a way that the animal does not do melacha d'oraita by carrying it. This is done by putting the bag on the animal while it is moving and taking it off while it is moving, rather than while it is at rest, so that the animal does not perform an akira and a hanacha. And as long as the bag is on the animal, the Jew may not direct it in any way, in order to avoid the prohibition of machamer, which we saw in Halacha Aleph. In Halacha Zayin, the Rambam clarifies that putting the money bag on the animal is preferable to giving it to a cheresh, shote, or katan, as the last three are humans, even if they are exempt from mitzvot. What if he only has with him a cheresh, shote, or katan, no non-Jew, and no animal? Then best to give it to the shote, who lacks da'at completely. What if he has no person or animal with him at all? Then he may carry his money bag himself by moving it pachot pachot me arba amot, less than 4 amot at a time between stops, which we saw in Perek Yud Gimel is permitted, and saw again in the last perek in the context of carrying tefillin. The Rambam at the very end of Halacha Zayin has a difficult line where he permits carrying pachot pachot me arba amot even a mitziah, an object he just found, which he finds on Shabbat itself and wishes to keep, in the event that he cannot physically remain in the vicinity of the Mitziah until the end of Shabbat. This seems to contradict a Gemara, which excludes Mitziah from the heter of Pachot Pachot Me'arba Amot, and hence most Rishonim argue with the Rambam on this point, including the Ravid here, who comments tersely, Zeh Shibush, this is an error. The Shulchan Aruch accepts the view of the Ravid and most Rishonim. The Rambam himself was asked about this psak by the Chachmei Lunil, and he explains that the Gemara which seems to exclude Mitziah from Pachot Pachot Me'arba Amot can be read differently, and that Pachot Pachot Me'arba Amot is permitted even in this case. Halacha Chet. Mutar limshoch et habeima b'meteg v'resen shalal lirshut harabim, v'hu shetieh ru'uya l'oto haresen, kigon sher lasus v'afsar lagamal, v'chotem lanaka v'sugar lakelev. Aval im hotzi behema b'meteg she'ein mishtameret bo, kigon shekashar chevel b'fi asus, o b'meteg she'ina tzricha lo, ela mishtameret b'fachot menu, kigon shehotzi chamor b'sher shel sus o chatul b'sugar, harei ze masoi, shekol shmira m'ula o
One may lead an animal on Shabbat using the usual type of implement attached to the animal for the purpose of leading it, while preventing it from running off. But if he leads an animal using an excessively large implement, which provides too much protection against running off, or one which doesn't provide enough protection against running off, then this is considered a burden being carried by the animal in violation of Shvitat Behemto. The Rambam formulates this as a general rule at the end of this halacha. One may allow his animal to go out with anything attached to it which is required for an appropriate level of shmira. But any object which provides shmira me'ula, excessive shmira, or conversely, shmira pechuta, too little shmira, and therefore the object serves no purpose, is a masoi, a burden, and may not be placed on or attached to the animal on Shabbat. The Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan clarify regarding Shmira Me'ula that only something which provides truly excessive Shmira is considered a Masoi, not something which provides slightly better than average Shmira. The next 5 halachot, through Halach Yud Gimel, are examples of specific items which may and may not be carried around by an animal or attached to the animal on Shabbat, based on the application of this principle about Shmira Pechuta and Shmira Me'ula in a variety of contexts. We skip the details, except to note one case at the end of Halach Yud Aleph, where the basis for the prohibition is different. Eiz shechakak la bekarneha, yotza ba'afsara kashur b'chakak b'shabbat, v'im techavo b'zikna, asur, shema tinatchenu, v'vienu b'yado b'rshut harabim, v'chein kol kayotze baze. If the leash of a goat is attached to its horns, then one may take the goat out with this leash on Shabbat. But if the leash is tied to the goat's beard, then it may not be taken out, as the leash may tear off altogether, and the person leading the goat may come to carry it for Amot and Rishut HaRabim. In this case, the issue is not Shvitat Behemto, but the concern that a person himself may come to do Malacha. There may be a very concrete nafkamina between the two reasons why an animal may not go out with a certain item attached to it. What if the area outside is not a Rishut HaRabim, but a Carmelite? Achronim debate whether it is a rabbinic violation of Shvitat Behemto if the animal carries something in a Carmelite, as the entire rabbinic concept of Carmelite may only be relevant for the Malacha of Hotza as performed by people, not animals. But the Magen Avraham points out that if the concern is that an item may detach from the animal, and a person will carry it four amot in Rishut HaRabim, like in the case of the leash of the goat, then everyone agrees that the animal may not go out with this item, even in a karmelit. Halacha Yud Dalet. Kishem Shadam Mitzuveh al Shvitat Be'amto B'Shabbat, Kach Hu Mitzuveh al Shvitat Avdo V'Amato. Va'af al pi shein b'nei da'at, u'l'da'at atzman osin, mitzvah alav l'shomran, u'l'mon'an me'asiyat melacha b'Shabbat. Shnamar, l'man yanuach shorcha v'chamorecha, v'inafesh ben amatecha v'hager. Just as one must see to it that his animal does no melacha on Shabbat, so too he must ensure that his male and female slaves do no melacha on Shabbat. Even though they are intelligent beings and decide for themselves how to act, the master is required to guard them and prevent them from doing melacha on Shabbat. Based on the same pasuk we saw at the beginning of the parak regarding Shvitat Behemto, Leman yanuach shorcha v'chamorecha v'inafesh ben amatcha v'hager. Eved ve'ama she'anu mitzuvin al shvitatan, heim avadim shemalu v'tavlu l'shem avdut v'kivlu mitzvot she'avadim chayvin behen. Aval avadim she'lo malu v'lo tavlu, ela kiblu shev mitzvot she'nisavu b'nei noach belvad, harei hein kiger toshav, u'mutarin lasot melacha b'shabbat la'atzman b'farhesia, ki Yisrael b'chol, ve'ein mekablin ger toshav ela bizman she'yovel noheg. Which kind of slave is included in this mitzvah of Shvitat Avdo V'Amato? There is no need to command the master not to have an Eved Ivri or an Ama Ivriya do work on Shabbat. Both of these people are Jewish themselves and obligated on their own not to do Melacha on Shabbat. Slaves who are not full Jews can be divided into three categories. 1. The Eved Kanani and Shivcha Knanit, who have immersed, and in the case of the Eved, circumcised, for the purpose of servitude, and who are obligated in mitzvot on the same level as that of a Jewish woman. The second level is the slave who has not done mil or tefillah, and who has only accepted the sheva mitzvot b'nei noach. As we saw in Hilchot Avodah Zarah, this person is called a ger toshav. The third level is a non-Jewish slave who has not even accepted the sheva mitzvot b'nei noach. According to the Rambam, the din of Shvitat Avdo refers to slaves of the first type, the Eved Kanani and the Shivcha Kananit. But a slave of the second type, the Ger Toshav, may do melacha on Shabbat even in a public manner, as long as it is done la'atzmo, for himself, not for the benefit of a Jew. The Rambam will elaborate on this point in the last part of the halacha. The Raivi disagrees with the Rambam. An Eved Kanani is obligated in mitzvot like a woman, and hence is responsible for himself when it comes to abstaining from melacha on Shabbat, just like we said about an Eved Ivri. Rather, says the Raivid, the mitzvah of Shvitat Avdo refers to the Eved of the second type, the Ger Toshav who has only accepted Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. The Ger Toshav is allowed to do melacha for himself. The mitzvah of Shvitat Avdo upon the master is to prevent this Eved from doing work for him. This isn't just an Isser D'Rabbanan, like asking any non-Jew to do work for you on Shabbat, but an Isser D'Oraita, and applies even if the Eved wants to do the melacha without being asked. We note that one advantage of the Raivid's understanding of Shvitat Avdo is that there is a stronger parallel to the mitzvah of Shvitat Behemto, which is learned from the same pasuk. There is no mitzvah to ensure that one's animal does no malach at all. An animal is allowed, say, to eat grass, even though this involves the malacha of kotzer. Rather, the mitzvah is to see to it that the animal does no malacha, which helps its Jewish owner. And for the Raivid, the mitzvah of Shvitat Avdo is similarly to ensure that the Eved does no malacha for his master. Completing Halacha Yudalid, Ha'il v'ger toshav osek melacha la'atzmo b'shabbat, v'ger tzedek hareyu ki Yisrael l'chol davar, b'min emar v'nafesh ben amatcha v'hager. Ze ger toshav shulikito u'schiro shel Yisrael kamo ben amato. Shelo yaseh melacha l'Yisrael rabo b'shabbat, aval la'atzmo oseh, v'afilu haya ze hager avdo, harei ze oseh la'atzmo. The very end of the pasuk of L'man Yanuach, which we quoted as the source of both Shvitat Behemto and Shvitat Avdo V'Amato, refers to a ger, whose rest we are required to enforce on Shabbat. Which ger is this? It can't be a ger tzedek, a proper convert, as he is a full Jew and entirely responsible for himself. But it also can't be a ger toshav, who the Rambam just said is permitted to do melacha for himself on Shabbat. The Rambam's answer is what he alluded to earlier. This pasuk refers to a ger toshav who works for a Jew, and who may not do his work for his employer on Shabbat, but may work for himself. According to the Magen Mishnah, this din isn't limited to the employer of the ger toshav, and the Rambam should be understood to mean that midoraita, the ger toshav should not do malacha for any Jew on Shabbat. Unmentioned in the Rambam is the third level of Eved we listed earlier, the Eved who does not even accept upon himself the Shevem Shel Bnei Noach. From his silence, we can infer that the Rambam believes this Eved to be completely excluded from the din of Shvitat Avdo, meaning that midoraita, he can be asked to do work for a Jew, and midorabanan, he is subject to the Isser of Amir La'akum that we saw in Perek Vav, just like any other non-Jew. The Shulchan Aruch brings the opinion of the Rambam along with two others. The first is that this Eved has the same status as a Ger Toshav, who, as we saw in the Rambam, may not do Melacha for any Jew. And the second is that his master may not ask him to do work on Shabbat, but another Jew may do so. The Mishnah Berurah rules in accordance with the most Machmir opinion to treat this Eved as a Ger Toshav. What is the practical ramification of this, if in any event we may not ask any non-Jew to do malacha because of the Isser D'Rabbanan of Amir al-Nachri? The Doraita requirement of V'inafesh ben amatcha v'hager adds that even in cases where the Isser of Amir al-Nachri is suspended, like for the benefit of a chola she'en bo sakana, or similar cases that we saw in Perek Vav, it would still be usur to ask one's own non-Jewish slave to do the malacha.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.